Hare Krishna. Today in our readings of the Dhammadharashtakam prayers, we have arrived at verse number 4. Please take your books or texts out and then join us in chanting.
Deva mokshamna mokshavadingva nachanyamrineha aresharabhiha iram deva punata gopalabalam sada Manasya irastam kimanyae.
O Deva, O playful one, to you who can bestow any benediction, I pray not for liberation, nor do I pray for eternal residence in Vaikuntha, nor for the perfection awarded by the nine limbs of bhakti, for nothing. If you fulfill my ardent prayer to incessantly behold your form of a cowherd boy in my mind, then of what use are any other boons to me? So Hare Krishna, here in this verse, Satyavrata Muni addresses the Lord as O Deva. Deva can mean many things. It can also mean Ishta Deva, that means the Lord of one's heart, one's own Lord, one's preferred image or not image, one's preferred form of the Lord. I want one benediction from you. It's always when we address the Lord and he becomes attentive to us, he will always ask, yes, my devotee, what do you wish? This is always when we turn to Krishna, Krishna's instant nature to turn to us with this question. What can I do for you? What is your request? So our Satyavrata Muni now states, first of all, what he does not wish, and then by excluding all types of possible desires which are there, he comes to the point of expressing his desire. Eventually, in one's devotional service, we must also find in our hearts an inner orientation. I remember once listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, who compared not knowing one's goal in devotional life to a person rowing in a rowing boat and going in circles because he does not have a clear concept where he wants to reach with his boat. So in the same way, a devotee needs to have his Ishta Dev, his preferred form of the Lord, in his mind while he performs the rowing or the execution of sadhan bhakti. That's a very important principle. So here he says what he is not his goal, and then he brings out his goal, and you will be surprised. The things which he says I clearly don't wish are moksha, liberation, nor eternal residence in Vaikuntha. Nor he wants the perfection awarded by performing Navabhakti, the nine forms of devotional service, starting with Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, etc. So you might say, wow, not normal. I mean, I can understand he is not a person who wants just moksha and the Brahma Jyoti. I can understand that he doesn't, is not a Narayan Bhakta in Vaikuntha, but you know, the perfection of the nine limbs of devotional service, aren't they Krishna, in Krishna Loka? Well, it depends how you perform them. When you perform them out of duty and out of fear that if you don't do this, there will be grave consequences, then your approach to devotional service is called Vaidhi Bhakti, or Bhakti which is motivated not really by love of Krishna, but by concern about your own self. How do you feel when someone says, well, I want to come to you because I want to become free from my anxieties. That's why I have visited you. You think, well, he's really concerned with himself. How he does apparently not wish to have a relationship with me. He comes here, he's all in his head and wants to be free from anxieties. Okay, so I will try to help him, almost a little bit like a doctor, but we won't develop a good relationship. This will not be a friendship, really. So a person offering service in that self-conscious way, self-seeking way, self-centered way, he does it only out of concern with his own self and the fear that if he doesn't do it, bang, there will be hell for him waiting. He is a beginning devotee, and his results will be the results for a beginner. So Satyavrata Muni speaks of this type of bhakti when he says he does not wish the perfection awarded by these other nine types of bhakti. But these nine types of bhakti can be performed with the desire to please the Lord, to engage for his pleasure in the service of his lotus feet. And for this type of bhakti, the four Kumaras begged the Lord when they had his personal darshan. They said, and this is from the third canto, O Lord, we pray that you let us be born in any hellish condition of life. See, they are no longer thinking about getting free out of hellish suffering. No, he said, they say, let us be born in any hellish condition of life, just as long as our hearts and minds are always engaged in the service of your lotus feet, and our words are made beautiful by speaking about your activities, just as tulasi leaves are beautified when offered unto your lotus feet. Have you a wonderful comparison? Have you ever seen tulasi leaves stuck with sandalwood on the lotus feet of the Lord? How, what a beautiful thing this is. So make your words stuck to the glorification of Lord Krishna, then they become glorified words. So wherever we go, as long as we can speak about you, this means do kirtanam, and we can hear about you, that our ears are always filled with the chanting of your transcendental qualities, that's of course Shravanam. So if the devotees do this in this mood, not self-seeking, but for making a relationship with the Lord, a joyous, happy relationship with Krishna, then this is something which is in the scope also of Satyavrata Muni's prayers. So he says, I don't want these things, not even the perfection awarded by this, by the nine limbs of bhakti. This means, you heard about this? No, nothing I want. Only one thing. Please fulfill my ardent prayer to incessantly behold your form of a cowherd boy in my mind. Then of what use are any other boons for me? He says very nicely, he uses the word idam teva purnata gopala balam sadame manasya virastam kim anyai. He says, I want to see your gopala bala, your form of the cowherd boy here, Iha, in Vrindavan Dham, your own home, your own residence. That is my highest aspiration. This personal darshan of yours is the highest thing I wish to have. Now, we have often heard from our exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, first deserve and then desire. And he meant that in relationship to the personal darshan of the Lord. He often would repeat one statement he learned from his own Guru Maharaj, where the where Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur admonished his disciples and said, one should not try to see God, but one should act in such a way that God sees him. So first deserve, and then you should desire that darshan. That is absolutely necessary to understand when we speak about the darshan of the Lord. We cannot just come to him and say, I want to see you, show yourself, as if he is a waiter in a restaurant whom we call by giving him our order. No, the Lord only comes to those souls who have become qualified to see. Now this cautionary words sets us up in the right way on the path of devotional service. They do not mean, and they should not be interpreted to mean, that we should not want to see Krishna. If you do not wish to see Krishna, you will never see him. The root of the darshan of Krishna is your desire to behold him and to serve him in various ways. And there are, I would like to quote two examples from the Bhagavata. One is Narada Muni, who after having a sporadic short darshan of the Lord in his heart, lost the darshan again and then cried, and then because he had found the most valuable jewel and then lost him. So he cried, and the Lord then spoke to him in a voice as grave as thunder. I'm very sorry, but in this lifetime you will not see me, because those whose devotion is not yet pure, they will never see me. But hankering which you have, you will gradually burn up all the obstacles, all the things which keep you from having my darshan, and then you will see me. And we see a few verses later that Narada Muni actually became qualified because he chanted with affection the holy names of the Lord, with hankering and so on. And then he says, the Lord appeared to me as if called for on the seat of my heart. So yes, we must qualify and so on, but we must on the way of seeking qualification chant with an intense desire, my Lord, please accept me in your service. We want a personal relationship with the Lord. And eventually, as we chant like this, with a feeling of longing and hankering, our hankering for Maya leaves us, our wrong material desires. We want only the Lord. And that's the qualification to have the darshan of the Lord. Another example is in the sixth canto, Vritasura, who prays at the end of his life that Ahang Haristavas, my Lord, I wish to join again the servants of your servants who serve you with body, with mind, and with their words. And he says, I want this as much as a little bird wants to have his mother, a little calf wants to be in the presence of the cow, and a morose wife who has been long separated from her beloved husband wishes that he comes back and she can serve him in all and satisfy him in all respects by cooking for him his favorite dishes, etc. So this is necessary to behold and when or consider. And then Satyavrata Muni here says, please fulfill my ardent prayers so that I can incessantly behold your form of a cowherd boy. Then he says, in my mind, then of what use are any other boons for me? So we will hear in other it seems he just wants to have a spurti in his mind, the result of ardent meditation. But stay tuned in and you will see that he actually aims at the direct darshan with his spiritualized eyes. This prayer of Satyavrata Muni, if we go deep into its essential meanings, serves also as a guideline for the development of our own bhakti, our own inner orientation in bhakti, I should say. In this month of Kartik, where we hear about the wonderful pastimes of Lord Damodar, let us go deeper into thinking about our bhakti. Let us think about the goal of our bhakti. Do you know what? You are a citizen of a country beyond this universe, and you won't be satisfied until you are home. Thank you very much for listening to this, and tomorrow we will continue with this best of prayers, the Damodarashtakam verse 5. It gets more and more ecstatic because now he really goes more and more into kirtan, or glorifying the Lord in many ways, his qualities. And then in verse 6, he does Naam Kirtan, he glorifies the different names of the Lord. It is some wonderful attractions are about to come. Thank you very much. All the best. May the blessings of Kartika Devi, Srimati Radharani, fulfill your heart
with bhakti. Hari Bol.